Absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show to talk about this film. First and foremost, talk about a little bit of your history and some of the people you've worked with, including Monica Calhoun, Loretta Devine, mm-hmm. Sharon Lill. Tell us about your time in Hollywood and some of the things that you've done in your career so far.
Yeah, so I started out in the entertainment industry when I was very young. I started when I was around 2 or 3 as a baby model. And then as I got older, I wanted to get more into acting, and that is my main thing. I've worked in New York, in California, with Monica Calhoun, Brian White, Loretta Devine, and many more.
Mm-hmm. So from that, starting out at the young age of 2, are you from mm-hmm. Minnesota originally, or where are you from originally?
Yes.
You're from Minnesota originally?
Yes, I'm from Minnesota. I've always traveled back and forth, Minnesota and California.
Mm-hmm. So talk about from Minnesota, going out to Hollywood, working with some of these top actors and actresses in Hollywood. How did it come about that you transitioned into script writing and producing? Shout out to your mom as well, Judy, and thank you both for bringing me on. We'll talk about the movie Joy of Horses, but what was the transition, or when was the time that you decided, I want to do my own films, write my own films,
and
tell your own story?
Yeah, totally. So I started writing when I was very young, in my journal and writing short stories. And I always knew that I wanted to expand them and make them longer. And so I came up with the idea for my film production company, and we started it in late 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And with Joy of Horses, I co-wrote it with another writer here in the Twin Cities, and he was able to mentor me, and I was able to learn so much more about writing. Mm-hmm. And the process and the structure of a script and all of the above. And I've always also been very interested in producing, being on set and seeing how a set works and seeing the whole behind the scenes part of it. Mm-hmm. Yes, acting is my main thing, but I love all aspects of film in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so creating my film production company really just combined all my interests in one, and I love it so much.
Well, you do well, and especially with just after working with you and your mom on the film Joy of Horses, and just seeing you in action and seeing your work. You boast over 2 million followers on social media, so you have a heavy following. So this should be a good one for you. It's Joy of Horses. Is this your first film that you've written so far?
Yes, it is the first film under my production company. I'm so grateful for my mom, who has done so much for me, who has pushed me, who has mentored me, who has been there for me, like, for everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's so, so amazing. Yes. And I really could not have done this without my mom.
Your mom is absolutely amazing. Oh yeah, your dad too. Your mom, she is amazing. I don't think I've met your dad yet, but I'm sure he is as well. Ava Justin Productions.
Yes, she is very amazing.
For sure. Ava Justin Productions. So tell us about why you decided to not only just start the film writing process, but Ava Justin Productions. What kind of films do you plan to create under this production company?
Yeah. So we wanted to make stories that are inspiring, stories that are for everybody. So Joy of Horses is definitely a film that anyone can watch, no matter what age you are. We wanted to make films that matter. The movie will also be premiering at the Woodbury Theater on June 23rd at 6 p.m. You can go online and purchase tickets, as well as keep up with me on Instagram, because I will be posting on there where it'll be streaming once it's available to be streamed.
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram is at Ava Justin.
So now, Joy of Horses, tell us exactly what this movie is about. You said it's for anyone to watch, but tell us about the movie.
Yeah, so Joy of Horses is about a girl named Joy, played by me. She recently experienced a loss, which requires her to move. And while she moves, she reconnects with someone from her past.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also meets someone new. So there's a bit of a love triangle going on there. And it's also a drama because she's trying to, like, navigate things, and it's a family-friendly horse movie.
Are you into horses, or do you ride horses, or how did it become a movie that was including horses in it? Because the role that I played as a veterinarian, I was just like, am I going to have to deal with horses? Because I don't know horses.
Wait a minute. You were in the movie too, Chantel?
Oh, you did fantastic.
Yeah, I'm in the movie too. I play a veterinarian. And I don't know if you remember, Ava, how I showed up on set. But do you remember when the director, they completely turned my whole look around? They turned my whole entire look around because I showed up on set like I was a doctor in the ER. It just was not what they were looking for. But are you into horses, though? You ride horses at all?
Yeah, I've always loved horses. I've actually ridden horses in Mexico, up in the hills in Tennessee. I've always loved horses and animals in general.
Well, this should be a good one. Ava Justin, she is behind the film Joy of Horses and under her Ava Justin production company. This film is coming out. Tell us about the premiere once again, the location, and where people can find more information about the movie.
It'll be at the Woodbury Theater on Sunday, June 23rd at 6 p.m. And it'll be available on streaming. You can keep up with me on social media at Ava Justin to see where it'll be available.
All right. Any final thoughts to the listening audience to get them to come out to the premiere and to check out? You also have another film that's in post-production as well called Cruel Summer. When should we expect that one to be out?
So that one is still in the post-production process. Like I said, keep up with me on social media at Ava Justin to see when you can watch it.
All right, Ava. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show. We appreciate it. Congratulations on everything you have going on. Much wishing you all the luck with your future endeavors and films. And definitely give me a call for the next role. I'm ready. I'll come show up to the set right this time. I won't mess up.
Oh, you did fantastic on set. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Delightful.
I'll tell you the story later on about how I showed up to set and how the director turned me all the way around. I couldn't even I didn't recognize myself. Let's just put it like that.
All right, it's 18 past 8. Let's give a Reader's Digest version. You got 60 seconds. How did you come on the set?
I showed up on set looking like I was a doctor in the ER. I played a veterinarian that deals with horses specifically on the farms, but I had sparkly shoes. I had nails, long mm-hmm. nails. I had the stethoscope. That was okay. He said that's okay. I had a white doctor's coat on. He's like, that would never be white if you were dealing with horses on a farm. Mm-hmm. You know, you would be full of dirt and everything. So they turned me around, put me in these big boots. They put a big flannel on me. They threw a hat on my head. They put gloves, big, really thick gloves on my hands to cover up my nails. And I kept taking my gloves off when I was doing my lines.
Cut.
And I did that at least 3 times. Every time, he's like, cut, Chantel, you cannot remove those gloves. You would never have those nails dealing with horses. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I just kept doing it. He's like, cut. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and head out. But I know I'm not going to make I may not even be in the movie.
The name of the movie?
It's called Joy of Horses. Its premiere is in June at the Woodbury Theater.
And the joy of that story. We'll be back. 89.9, wake up, work out, come on.